Times of Trouble. From the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 7, New King James Version. Quote, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. End quote. Charles V was a teenager when he became the most powerful man in Europe, and almost immediately he faced a vexing problem. What to do with Martin Luther? He summoned Luther to the city of Worms, Germany in 1521 for a hearing on his radical teaching. Luther traveled the 300 miles to Worms, expecting to be condemned there and perhaps executed. The hearing was tense and emotional, but Luther's ringing affirmation spoken that day is famous. Quote, here I stand, he said. I can do no other. God help me. Amen. End quote. Even though Charles V was a devout Catholic, he allowed Luther to leave unharmed and to continue his work. In times of stress, strain, challenge, and trouble, we have to take our stand in the truths of God's Word. Troubling times reveal in whom our allegiance truly lies. The psalmist said, the Lord also will be a refuge in times of trouble. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He is my strength in the time of trouble. Psalms 9, verse 9, verse 27. Psalms 5, verse 37 and 39. In times of trouble, said Martin Luther, we take our stand on him. He never fails us. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. These are the words of Dr. David Jeremiah. There are several different things, times, people, and events that you know for certain are going to happen or that will confront you during the living of your life. Some of these things are regularly scheduled or recurring events or programs, while others just happen from time to time, like unannounced drop-in visitors. Whatever or whoever they are or they represent, you always know for sure that they are going to be a source of trouble to you and to your loved ones. No one has ever said with complete certainty that life is going to be fair. In fact, it is quite the opposite. Struggle, pain, and suffering are always going to be part of the living of your own life. It is just the way that it is, since we live in a fallen world. Complete utopia won't exist until we get to heaven. Meanwhile, we are going to have to live with some misery and trouble here on earth. How we live and enjoy our gift of life here on earth is going to be completely dependent upon how well we are prepared to spend eternity in heaven with our Lord after we taste physical death. Once you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your own heart as your personal Lord, Master, and Savior, and have become what the Holy Bible calls being born again, then you have the power and presence of the Holy Spirit living inside of you. The Holy Spirit is the source of empowerment, provision, and strength to help and assist you to live in total victory regardless of the negative events and attacks that may befall you. God created man first. Sorry, ladies, not my rules. God made man's shoulders wider and broader so as to enable him to carry a bigger and heavier load. Man's responsibility is then to be the provider and protector of his own family. He, man, is to meet and fill all of the needs of his own family. That is his job. It is not the job of the woman to do that. Now, I must tell you that life can deal you some pretty hard blows. They can be very strong and powerful blows, and many times they are knocked down or even knockout punches. Sadly, if you have failed to take the necessary and powerful spiritual preparation of receiving the Holy Spirit into your own life, then you may well be devastated or even possibly destroyed when a knockout blow comes your way. No one is benefited in any way when such tragic things happen to any person on this earth. Proper and sufficient spiritual preparation, that is to say, being born again, is the only way to provide total insurance for yourself and your family against such tragedies. Ignorance is not a defense. The day will come for all of us when, after your physical death, your soul will stand before the judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne judgment seat, depending on whether or not you were a born-again believer or an unbeliever in Jesus. So the place you will... At the place, you will have to give an account of how you lived your own life and what you did with it so as to advance the kingdom of God while you were on the earth. All preparation for the hereafter must be accomplished before you physically die. There are no second chances to get things right. There are no excuses for not taking care of business while you are still alive on earth. You see, dear friends, to avoid spending eternity in hell with Satan and all of his evil spirits, you must be born again. The Holy Bible tells us that very fact in no uncertain terms in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him and said unto him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." It cannot be any clearer than that. You need to be saved by the blood of the Lamb, by accepting Jesus Christ into your life as Lord, Master, and Savior of your life. If you still don't know what I'm talking about or how you accomplish this activity, then please immediately get with a person you know to be a good Christian believer and have them further explain the whole subject. Ask them to lead you in praying what is called the sinner's prayer. Now, once you have established a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, once you have the assurance of your place in heaven after your death on this earth, then you know that the Holy Spirit permanently resides within your spiritual heart. That, of course, would be your brain. Now, the power and protection of God is on your side. All of this peace of mind is given to you and all other believers in God's holy word, Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. One of the most comforting chapters in the Holy Bible is Psalm 91. This scripture describes the security believers can enjoy through faith in God. Leaders of other people can especially benefit from this set of promises. Within the verses of Psalm 91, God gives us six promises that he will allow us to have and enjoy. They are God's presence, God's protection, God's peace, God's perspective, God's provision, and God's power. Coupled with those same promises will come along six matching benefits to those folks who are leading other people down the paths of life. They are, number one, it doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Number two, as you take initiative and risks, God keeps you safe. Number three, you don't have to feel insecure in unknown territory. Number four, God gives an eternal view of life that keeps you steady. Number five, regardless of your needs, God meets them. And lastly, number six, in adversity, God delivers and helps you reach your goal. I would like to encourage you to read and reread Psalm 91 at least once every week. May I suggest to you to read it every Sunday night before retiring? What a great and comforting bit of God's Word to put into your mind, your spiritual heart, before beginning a new week of productivity. God's greatest blessings to all of you.